This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is opting out of the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty because he says Russia has repeatedly violated the accord. Further, he says China was never part of the agreement.
We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
Moscow says a U.S. withdrawal from the deal is a dangerous step, and it denies it has violated the terms of the treaty. The agreement was signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. Voting continues in Afghanistan's parliamentary elections, and there has been more bloodshed. 15 people were killed, another 60 wounded, when a suicide bomber tried to enter a polling station in northern Kabul, and a roadside bomb took 11 lives in eastern Nangarhar province. The AP reports six of the victims were children. It's estimated that 3 million of Afghanistan's nearly 9 million registered voters had cast their ballots going into Sunday. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have agreed to a joint strategy to return a caravan of migrants to Honduras. President Trump has warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S., a warning he repeated Saturday night on a political trip to Nevada.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
Meanwhile, large numbers of migrants who had been stopped by Mexican police on a bridge at the Guatemala border have crossed into Mexico by swimming across the river below and are once again said to be on the march. Another set of killings in Congo threatens once again to contain the spread of Ebola in the country. Allied Democratic Forces rebels are being blamed for 13 civilian deaths and the abduction of a dozen children in the country's Ebola outbreak area, centered in the town of Beni in the country's northeast. This is VOA News. A question in Britain today. What, if anything, will it mean that hundreds of thousands of protesters marched through central London on Saturday, demanding a new election on Britain's departure from the European Union? Organizers complain that since the 2016 pro-Brexit referendum, there has been new light shed on the costs and complexities of withdrawal. They want another public vote, which British Prime Minister Theresa May has ruled out. China says Zhang Zhaosong, a top official in semi-autonomous Macau, has died after a fall from his residential building. The Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of China's State Council says he was suffering from depression. The 59-year-old Zhang assumed his post last September and was a member of the ruling Communist Party's Central Committee. On the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, international aid has been dramatically ramped up for tens of thousands of earthquake and tsunami survivors. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
Aid agencies are racing against time to get relief to earthquake survivors before the monsoon season sets in next month. The Sulawesi disaster is estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, with at least 680 still missing. The government says around 68,000 houses are damaged. The UN Refugee Agency delivered 435 emergency tents for distribution to families made homeless by the earthquake and tsunami. The agency says that will provide shelter to around 6,500 of the most vulnerable. It says more emergency tents, sleeping mats, mosquito nets, and solar lamps will be delivered in the coming weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
There has been a major shakeup in Australian politics after a critical weekend by-election. The result cost the Conservative Liberal National Party coalition its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives, forcing Prime Minister Scott Morrison to deal with independent lawmakers, first to guarantee confidence in his government, then to enact policy. Morrison told constituents he was not surprised by the election outcome.
I took our party back to Albury, and I reminded our party about why we were going to win the next election. And it's because of what we believe.
The next general election in Australia is due in 7 months. Lottery players in the United States are holding on to their dreams of an astounding payoff in next Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing. It's expected by that time the grand prize will be worth an estimated $1.6 billion. The winning ticket must match all six two-digit numbers. A sobering thought for would-be dreamers, there are hundreds of millions of possible number combinations. Gene Randall, VOA News.